Humanitarian groups are calling on G20 leaders to take decisive action on economic growth, climate change, and hunger when they meet in Los Cabos, Mexico next week. Europe's economic crisis is expected to top the G20 agenda. A recession in Europe could have wide-ranging consequences for both rich and poor nations alike. Steve Price-Thomas of Oxfam says it's crucial for G20 leaders to commit to economic growth for both developed and developing countries.
Since 2009, they've repeatedly promised to deliver strong, sustainable, and balanced growth, and they have equally repeatedly failed to live up to that commitment.
He says for developing countries, that means obstacles to sustainable economic growth.
Poor countries have reached the limits of their financial ability to defend themselves against the global crisis, which was caused by the rich world.
The Oxfam strategy manager says the effects of the economic crisis are clear. He says capital flows to developing countries dropped nearly $140 billion last year, while aid from major donors dropped for the first time in 14 years, down over $3 billion. Neil Watkins of ActionAid USA says G20 leaders should address food security and volatile commodity prices.
The past year has been marked by a historic drought and hunger crisis in East Africa, and this year high food prices have put 13 million people at risk of hunger in the Sahel.
Adam Taylor of Advocacy World Vision says too many people are still going hungry, with tragic results.
So far, the G20 has lacked a sense of urgency and focus that is commensurate with the scale and severity of the nutrition crisis facing communities and children. Inadequate nutrition is the underlying cause of over 2.5 million child deaths annually and limits the growth and potential of more than 170 million children worldwide. The G20 is rightly concerned about increasing economic stability and growth, but economies cannot effectively grow if their children can't grow because they're stunted and they are suffering from malnutrition.
The NGOs say a G20 Commission report recommended eliminating biofuel incentives in order to reduce food price volatility. The groups say the push for alternative fuels has taken resources away from food crops. However, the NGOs say G20 leaders have ignored their own study. Joseph Powell of One says for developing countries to achieve sustainable growth, there must also be greater transparency in extraction industries, such as oil, gas, and minerals.
In the past, the G20 has made important commitments on transparency and accountability, particularly in the extractive industry sector. And we believe leaders will be missing a trick if they fail to realize the importance of transparent natural resource management and open government in building a stable economic future in Los Cabos.
The G20 summit will be held June 18th and 19th. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.